The Aspen Ideas Festival has begun in Colorado. The focus this week is health. KERA's Lauren Silverman is covering the festival and is with me now. Lauren, what's your impression so far?
So I'm still trying to get over the scenery here. I'm pretty sure that if there were a city made for taking photos and sending postcards, this would be it. The ice-capped mountains are in the background. There's a river, the green pines, white aspens. It's really gorgeous.
All right. You aren't there to sightsee, right?
No, but that's what a lot of Texans come to Colorado for. And actually, one of the first people I met here was from Waxahachie. In any case, this is the start of the festival, and the point is to gather top doctors, scientists, policymakers, and talk about the big ideas in health. So this morning, I went to a session on the future of robotics in orthopedic surgery. Here's surgeon Tom Pevney of Aspen, who gave the talk.
You know, I think the next thing in robotics for orthopedics is to be able to do a total knee replacement. Right now, the technology just allows us to do a partial replacement. It already allows us to do a total hip, and that technology is great. So I think the next thing is going to be total knee replacement, and they're already working on that, but it's very preliminary.
Total knee replacements with robotic assistance. That really sounds exciting. What else is on the agenda?
I'm excited about the focus this week on long-term care. Right now, the landscape is a bit frightening. If you step back and look at it, we've got an aging population, a Medicaid system that's under stress, and a shortage of paid home care workers. And that's something that we've begun to look at with our series, The Broken Hip. Tomorrow, we'll have a story on family caregivers that touches on some of the challenges that this Ideas Festival will hopefully address.
I know the focus is on ideas for healthcare, ways to treat diseases, ways to prevent illness in the first place. But what's the reaction among folks in Aspen not attending the festival?
Well, I did catch up with a few who were about to go on a bike ride, and they were at the Limelight Hotel. That's one of the locations for the talks. And I asked them what they thought of an Ideas Festival. This is Mary Sykes from Buffalo.
I feel very strongly that bringing smart people together and having an open forum and discussing and exchanging ideas could give birth to ideas that really wouldn't happen otherwise.
And Pete Simon, who she was having breakfast with, admitted he was a bit shocked by the price tag. Tickets can run thousands of dollars for the Aspen Ideas Festival, and said he hopes there's a balance between dreams and reality.
I hope that it moves in a practical direction rather than theoretical, because there's a lot of very real world problems out there, and I hope that we're not thinking in the clouds, but thinking about how to solve things that are very real and very, very difficult for so many people.
Thanks for the update on the festival, Lauren. We'll talk to you again later in the week.
Great idea, Justin.